जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय। गंगमाई जमुना देवी की
जय।
भक्ति देवी की
जय। जय
समवेत भक्त वृंद
जय।
गौर फैमिली
हरे कृष्ण
ऑल ग्लोरीज टू दी सन ऑल ग्लोरीज टू
हरे कृष्ण
ऑल ग्लोरीज टू
हरे कृष्ण
ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु
एंड
ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Bhutani, Namaste, Samyurani, Saraswati, Sikhani. Vandengam Shri Guru, Shri Uttar, Padakamam Shri Guru, Vaishnavam Shri Guru, Shri Rupam, Sargujatam, Sargana, Raghunatam, Ditam, Samsajivam, Sadvaitam, Sadvaritam, Parijana, Sahita, Krishna, Chaitanya, Devam, Shri Radha, Krishna, Padam, Sahagana, Ravata, Shri Rishakam, Ditam, Shri Panchaka, Patrika, Shakya, Pasundra, Vita, Pichaya, Pavla, Vodashki, Vimalama, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 January 14th. 2015 in Kita Nagari Baru, Indonesia. And we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 9, Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy, Text 24.
Bhakti Gaya Tsambilan Doa Brahma Untuk Tenaga Untuk Menciptakan Ayat 24.
Nabri Harari Hasatom Myasi Yasya Pumso.
Nabi Harari Hasatom Myasi Yasya Pumso.
Shakti Rahamasya Mananta Shakti
Vijnana Shakti Rahamasya Mananta Shakti
Rupam Vichitram Idamasya Virinvatome
Rupam Vichitram Idamasya Virinvatome
Marishrisista Nigamasya Giram Visarga
Marishrisista Nigamasya Giram
Nabhi Hridhat Iha Sato Ambasi Yasya Pumsha
Nabhi Hridhat Iha Sato Ambasi Yasya Pumsha
Vijnana Shakti Rahamasa Mananta Sakta
Vijnana Shakti Rahamasa Mananta Sakta
Rupan Vichitram Idamasya Vivrinvato Me
Rupan Vichitram Idamasya Vivrinvato Me
Ma Nrishta Nigamasya Gram Visak Visangaha
Ma Nrishta Nigamasya Giram Visarga
Nabhi
Radhat Iha
Satom
Vasya Shapumso Nabhi Radhat Iha Satom Vasya Shapumso Vijnana Sakti
Aham
Asam Ananta Sakte Vijnana Sakti Aham Asam Ananta Sakte
Rupam
Vichitram Idamasya Vivrinvato Me Marerishista Nigamasya Giram Visarga Nabi Hridat Iha Sato Mibisi Yasya Pumso
Nabi Hridat Iha Sato Mibisi Yasya Pumso
Vijnana Shakti Rama Samananta Shakti
Vijnana Shakti Rama Samananta Shakti
Rupam Vichitram Idamasya Vivrinvato Me
Rupam Vichitram Idamasya Vivrinvato Me
Maririshista Nigamasya Giram Visarga
Maririshista Nigamasya
Nabi Radhat Iha Sato Masiya Shapumso
Vijnana Sakti Raham Asam Ananta Sakte
Rupam Vichitram Idam Asya Vivrinvato Me
रूपं विचित्रमिदमस्य विबिम्बतो मे
मारीरिशिष्टनिगमस्य गिरं सारगा
विचित्रमिदमस्य विवृण्वतो मे
beaucoup en fait en hitam beaucoup yang satunya
Nabi Radat.
Nabi Radat.
From the Naval Lake.
From the Naval Lake.
Dari Danau di Pusar.
Iha.
Iha.
In this millennium.
In this millennium.
Pada abad ini.
Sataha.
Sataha.
Lying.
Lying.
Berbaring.
Berbaring.
Ambasi.
Ambasi.
In the water.
In the water.
Di air.
Yasya.
Yasya.
One who's.
One who's.
Orang yang.
Pumsaha.
Pumsaha.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Kepribadian Tuhan yang Maha Esa.
Vijnana.
Vijnana.
Of the total universe.
Of the total universe.
Tentang seluruh alam semesta.
Shaktihi.
Shaktihi.
Energy.
Energy.
Tenaga.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
Aku.
Asam.
Asam.
Was born.
Was born.
Dilahirkan.
Dilahirkan.
Ananta.
Ananta.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Tidak terhingga.
Tidak terhingga.
Shaktihe.
Shaktihe.
Of the powerful.
Of the powerful.
Tentang yang sakti.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Form.
Form.
Bentuk.
Vichitram.
Vichitram.
Variegated.
Variegated.
Beraneka ragam.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
This.
Ini.
Asya.
Asya.
His.
His.
Miliknya.
Miliknya.
Vivrinvataha.
Vivrinvataha.
Manifesting.
Manifesting.
Mewujudkan.
May.
May.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Kepadaku.
Kepadaku.
Ma.
Ma.
May not.
May not.
Semoga tidak.
Semoga tidak.
Ririshista.
Ririshista.
Vanish.
Vanish.
Menghilang.
Menghilang.
Nigamasya.
Nigamasya.
Of the Vedas.
Of the Vedas.
Tentang Veda.
Tentang Veda.
Giram.
Giram.
Of the sounds.
Of the sounds.
Tentang suara-suara.
Tentang suara-suara.
Visargaha.
Visargaha.
Vibration.
Vibration.
Getaran.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord's potencies are innumerable. As he lies down in the water of devastation, I am born as the total universal energy from the naval lake in which the lotus sprouts. I am now engaged in manifesting his diverse energies in the form of the cosmic manifestation. I therefore pray that in the course of my material activities, I may not be deviated from the vibration of the Vedic hymns.
Kekuatan Tuhan tidak terhingga. Pada saat beliau berbaring dalam air peleburan, aku dilahirkan sebagai seluruh tenaga jagat dari pusar. Tempat bunga padma tumbuh. Sekarang, aku sedang sibuk dalam mewujudkan beraneka tenaga beliau dalam bentuk manifestasi jagat. Karena itu, saya berdoa Kiranya dalam melaksanakan kegiatan duniawiku, aku tidak akan menyimpang dari getaran mantra-mantra Veda.
Purport. Every person engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord in this material world is prone to so many material activities. And if one is not strong enough to protect himself against the onslaught of material affection, he may be diverted from the spiritual energy. In the material creation, Brahma has to create all kinds of living entities with bodies suitable to their material conditions. Brahma wants to be protected by the Lord because he has to contact many, many vicious living entities. An ordinary Brahmana may fall from the Brahma Tejas, or the power of Brahminical excellence, due to his association with many fallen conditioned souls. Brahma, as the supermost Brahmana, is afraid of such a fall down, and therefore he prays to the Lord for protection. This is a warning for one and all in the spiritual advancement of life. Unless one is sufficiently protected by the Lord, he may fall down from his spiritual position. Therefore, one has to pray constantly to the Lord for protection and the blessing to carry out one's duty. Lord Chaitanya also entrusted his missionary work to his devotees and assured them of his protection against the onslaught of material affection. The path of spiritual life is stated in the Vedas to be like the edge of a sharpened razor. A little inattentiveness may at once create havoc and bloodshed. But one who is a completely surrendered soul, always seeking protection from the Lord in the discharge of his entrusted duties, has no fear of falling into material contamination.
Penjelasan dari Srila Prabhupada. Setiap orang yang menekuni cinta bakti rohani kepada Tuhan di dunia material ini cenderung melakukan begitu banyak kegiatan duniawi. Dan kalau seseorang kurang kuat untuk melindungi diri terhadap serangan rasa sayang duniawi, bisa saja dia menyimpang dari tenaga rohani. Dalam ciptaan material, Brahma harus menciptakan segala jenis makhluk hidup dengan badan yang sesuai dengan keadaan materialnya. Brahma ingin dilindungi oleh Tuhan sebab dia harus berhubungan dengan begitu banyak makhluk hidup yang kejam. Brahmana biasa bisa saja jatuh dari Brahma Tejas atau kekuatan kemuliaan seorang Brahmana akibat pergaulan dengan begitu banyak roh yang jatuh dan terikat. Brahma sebagai Brahmana tertinggi takut terhadap keadaan jatuh seperti itu. Karena itulah beliau berdoa kepada Tuhan untuk pelindungan. Ini adalah peringatan bagi orang dan bagi semua orang dalam kemajuan rohani kehidupan. Kalau seseorang belum cukup dilindungi oleh Tuhan, dia bisa jatuh dari kedudukan rohaninya. Karena itu, orang harus berdoa senantiasa kepada Tuhan demi pelindungan dan demi berkat untuk melaksanakan kewajibannya. Sri Chaitanya juga mempercayakan pekerjaannya untuk misinya kepada para penyembah dan meyakinkan mereka tentang pelindungan beliau terhadap serangan rasa sayang bersifat material. Jalan kehidupan rohani ibarat pisau silet yang tajam. Kurang perhatian sedikit pun bisa mengakibatkan kekacauan dan tumpahan darah. Tapi orang yang sudah menyerahkan diri sepenuhnya dan selalu mencari pelindungan Tuhan dalam pelaksanaan tugas-tugas yang dipercayakan kepadanya, tidak perlu merasa takut terhadap jatuh ke dalam pencemaran material. Hare Krishna.
Nabi radari hasatam yasi yasya punso vijnana shakti rahamasya mananta shakte rupam vichitram idamasya vivrin natome mare rirista nigamasya giram visarangaha.
So here Lord Brahma is asking for protection.
You see, berdoa, Dewa Brahma berdoa mohon perlindungan.
Protection is one of the six areas of surrender to the Supreme Lord.
Perlindungan itu salah satu dari enam bagian dari penyerahan diri kepada Krishna.
In this world, we're always concerned about our protection and our security.
Di dunia material kita
we're
selalu memperhatikan perlindungan
that
kita.
We are safe.
Dan selalu
just like at night, even here in this very remote village, we're locking the doors
terpencil.
At night. So this was surprising me that even here somebody is locking the doors at night.
Di sini pun kita
but this we find all over the world. I mean, there are some places, such as in South Africa, where the crime rate is so high.
Afrika Selatan.
They are locking the doors all day.
Kejahatan begitu tinggi sampai mereka mengkunci
pintu. And around all of the houses there is a huge wall.
Dan
and
ada dinding
on top of the wall
tinggi.
There are razors and broken glass.
Pisau selet dan pecahan
and if somebody
kaca,
wants to go
kalau orang
from
ingin
the house to the garden
dari rumah
they first
ke
have
taman,
to unlock the door.
Dia harus membuka pintu.
Three or four locks
ada
and
tiga
they
atau
have
empat gombok.
Two doors.
Dan
they
dua
have
pintu.
A
ada tralis.
Metal door with
pakai
bars
pintu
and
kayu,
then another door.
Kemudian tralis.
And then when they go to the garden, they lock
masuk
the door
taman,
behind them.
Pintu harus
and
dikunci
then
di belakangnya.
In front of them there is the wall.
Di depan
so
mereka
if you
ada
just
tembok.
Want to go and sit in your garden
mau duduk
for five
taman
minutes
pun
to
untuk
chant japa, chant your
Gayatri,
then you are doing all of these locks.
Membuka
gombok-gombok
itu.
And then they
gombok
also
itu.
Have dogs, even
ada pun anjing galak.
They have big dogs and even with all of these locks and all of these razors and all of these dogs still so many people are getting robbed.
Masih banyak
practically
orang yang
every devotee there they have some story they have gotten robbed or they have gotten raped or some relative has gotten murdered
dibunuh,
and so forth and so people are always worried about their protection. But whether we live in a very high crime place or in a low crime place, there's so many dangers. We are worried about disease. We are worried about accident.
Penyakit, kecelakaan.
Just like you had this devotee that died on a motorcycle,
ada penyembah yang
the
meninggal,
other devotee who got injured. And we are
motor,
always in fear.
Luka-luka.
When will I die?
Orang
when
pikir,
will I
kapan
get injured?
Saya akan
when will I get sick?
Kapan saya
when
akan
will
sakit?
I get robbed?
Kapan saya
and
akan
we are afraid,
kerampokan?
Will I have enough to eat?
Apakah makananku
will the crops
cukup?
Grow? Will there be some insects?
Apakah tanaman
will
akan tumbuh?
Some
apakah
disease?
Akan ada serangga?
I am afraid, will I have a job?
Apakah
will
saya
I get enough money?
Bisa dapat
will my children
dan
get a good education?
Supaya bisa
will my
dapat
children
pendidikan
become
yang baik?
And so on and on and on. So many fears will everybody like
banyak
me?
Rasa takut yang mengganggu
will people
kita?
Criticize me for
apakah
my faults?
Orang akan
will people see my faults?
Melihat-lihat kesalahanku.
So here even Lord Brahma
di sini,
is in fear.
Dewa Brahma pun takut.
He is also asking
dan
for protection.
Mohon perlindungan.
So this is in the whole material world.
Abrahma
Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartin Arjuna Mam Upecha Tukanteya Punar Janma Navidjite. We cannot go to some position in this world where there is no fear. So we may say, oh, we are very happy that we are in Indonesia and not in South Africa and we don't have to keep dogs and razor wire. But here there is also so many fears. And if you go to the higher planets,
one
devotee was writing me, why do I have to stay on this earth planet? Why can't I go to a higher planet
mengapa
and do my bhakti there?
Di bumi ini? Mengapa
but even
saya
if
tidak
you go to a higher
surga,
planet, there's still so many problems.
Akan ada masalah.
I remember many, many
saya
years ago,
ingat,
I was visiting another tropical island, Trinidad,
Pulau,
and I was born in New York City.
Di Trinidad.
So many of the devotees
saya
in Trinidad, they were saying, we would like to live in New York.
Penyembah di Trinidad,
and I said,
bilang,
but the people in New York, they
New
are
York.
Thinking, we want to live in
kita,
a tropical island like Trinidad.
Di New York, orang pikir pingin
so
tinggal
everyone
di pulau
is thinking,
seperti Trinidad.
If only I could go here, then
orang
I would
pikir,
be safe.
Kalau saja saya bisa
if only
kesana,
I could go here, then
selamat,
I would be safe.
Aman.
But in this material
tapi,
world, there is no safety.
Di dunia material, tidak
that
ada.
Is not possible.
Keadaan aman.
But here
tidak
we
mungkin.
Find the protection that Lord Brahma is asking for
pelindungan
is the most important kind of protection.
Brahma adalah pelindungan yang
usually
paling penting.
We are thinking of protection in terms of our
kita
gross body, in terms of our mind,
kita.
In terms of our family,
kita
in terms of our reputation,
pelindungan keluarga,
in terms of our possession.
Kita.
But here Lord Brahma is asking for a different kind of protection.
Dewa Brahma minta
he's saying,
jenis
please
lain.
Give me the protection
dia
that I stay fixed at your
minta
service.
Pelindungan
that I don't deviate
aku bisa
from
tetap
your service.
Dalam pengabdian
and
padamu.
This is really the only important
ini
kind of protection.
Pelindungan
because
penting
everything else absolutely guaranteed we will
penting.
Lose it. Whether you are a devotee or you are not a devotee, whether you live in the city or the country,
kota
whether
desa,
you live in Indonesia or America or South
Amerika
Africa, wherever you live,
Selatan,
whether you live in the higher planets,
baik di planet
the body
surga,
will be destroyed. That is
ini pasti
absolutely certain.
Itu
the
pasti.
Mind will become disturbed.
Pikiran
that is certain.
Goya. Itu
sometimes
pasti.
People will like you and sometimes people will not like you.
Menyukai kita,
that is also
tidak
certain.
Suka.
Even Indra
pasti.
Has his enemies
Indra pun,
who criticize him.
Indra pun punya
even
musuh.
Brahma has his enemies who criticize him.
Yang
even Krishna in this world
Krishna
has his enemies
di dunia
who criticize
material
him.
Ini punya musuh.
Krishna comes to this world and somebody says, oh,
ada yang bilang,
Krishna killed the son of Satrajit so he could steal the Shyamantaka jewel. So they are telling lies about Krishna and they are trying to ruin his reputation and the demons are even trying to kill him.
Begitu juga banyak
right? Even Krishna has children who go bad. Krishna has his son Bulmasura who becomes a demon. So in this world these things are definitely going to happen. You cannot make any plan to prevent them. And the devotees are not really asking Krishna for that kind of protection.
Penyembah tidak
because
minta Krishna
those things are certain to be
itu.
Destroyed. No matter what you do.
Material pasti
like I see every day you are singing the Nisinga Kavacha.
Lihat
so there you are asking Nisinga protect my head. Nisinga protect my hands. Protect
kepala,
my eyes
tangan,
like that.
Mata,
but that does not mean
tapi itu tidak
that
berarti.
Our head is never going to break,
kepala
our hands are never, because that is
pecah.
Definitely going to happen.
Sebab itu
absolutely. It's not if you say the Nisinga Kavacha every day, you will not die. That is not
hari,
the fact.
Pasti akan
what
selamat.
Protection are we asking
pelindungan
for?
Apa yang
we
kita
are asking
minta
for
dari
the
Krishna.
Protection
kita
that we can always be in spiritual consciousness. Because when you are in spiritual consciousness,
rohani,
then none of the things of the world matter.
Dalam rohani,
you see that I have nothing to do with them.
Hal
I am not this body.
Kita tidak
I am not
dengannya.
This mind.
Diriku
these are not
badan.
My possessions. These are not my family.
Ini bukan milikku.
It doesn't matter to me.
Tidak menjadi
it, because
soal
I have nothing to
sebab
do with these things.
Aku tidak punya
of course,
dengan
we do our
tersebut.
Duty to Krishna.
Kita
this is Krishna's body. Our family
Krishna.
Is Krishna's servants. Our house is Krishna's house.
Kita hamba Krishna, rumah
so we
kita
have a duty
Krishna.
To Krishna to take care of these
kita
things.
Punya Krishna untuk mengurusi
but it's
semua.
Very interesting.
Semuanya.
What Srila Prabhupada is saying in this
yang
purport.
Dikatakan oleh Prabhupada dalam
if you do a
ini,
search in Srila Prabhupada's books
kalau kita mencari,
for a particular
cari,
phrase of words,
dalam
generally a particular grouping of words
umumnya,
will only be found
frasa,
once. It is not common that we repeat
kata-kata
exactly the same words in
sekali.
Exactly the same order.
Tidak sering
but here Srila Prabhupada is saying twice.
Sama. Tapi
in the same
dua
purport,
kali Prabhupada
exactly the same words.
Kata-kata
he
yang
says,
sama.
The onslaught of material affection.
Serangan rasa sayang material.
So what does Srila Prabhupada mean by
apa yang
this?
Dimaksud
this
Prabhupada
the onslaught
ini?
Means something that comes at you.
Adalah ya sesuatu
like a
yang
very strong
kita.
Wind.
So, misalkan
like,
angin
like very heavy
keras.
Rain.
Atau
it
hujan
just
deras.
Comes at you.
Kita
and
diserang
what does Srila Prabhupada mean by material affection?
Apa yang
because
Prabhupada
we want to have affection.
Material.
Kita want to
menginginkan
have affection
rasa sayang.
For Krishna and for all of Krishna's
untuk
devotees
Krishna,
and even for Krishna's things like the
bahkan
table and even like this body.
Benda-benda.
But material affection means
tapi rasa
thinking,
sayang material berarti
I am the center. This is for my enjoyment.
Ini
this
untukku.
Is for my pleasure.
Ini untuk
I am the most
diriku.
Important. It is that material affection
rasa sayang material, itulah.
That comes like a storm against which we need protection.
Seperti
because,
badai,
my
yang
dear
kita
friends,
perlu perlindungan terhadapnya.
It is this material affection
rasa sayang,
that is the source of all of our fear.
Yang menjadi sumber
because
rasa
I
takut
think
kita.
Everything is for my enjoyment.
Oleh karena kita berpikir
therefore,
segala sesuatu
I become
untuk
very
kenikmatan
full of fear
kita.
Of losing.
Karena itu kita ketakutan.
But if I understand everything is for Krishna's enjoyment, then there's no fear.
Untuk Krishna.
Because then Krishna is taking care of it.
Maka
and
Krishna
if it is his
mengurusnya.
Enjoyment to take it, it is his enjoyment to take it.
Krishna untuk
there is a very nice
Krishna,
story
Krishna
in this connection about Lord Chaitanya.
Dengan hal ini ada
so when Lord Chaitanya was very young, he asked his
sekali.
Mother, please can I have a garland for worshipping Mother Ganga?
Bertanya pada
and
ibunya,
she said, my dear Nimai, I am busy right now.
Sembayang pada
you please wait
Ganga.
A minute.
Ibunya bilang,
no,
sibuk.
No, I want it now, Mommy, now, now.
Yeah.
No, Nimai, you just wait a minute.
Tunggu,
I am busy.
Nimai, ibu lagi
sibuk. I want it now.
Sekarang.
He said, and Lord Chaitanya had a big tantrum.
Yeah.
And he
very
was,
well.
And he broke the house.
Sampai rumah.
He broke all of the pots in the kitchen.
Semua panci
everything
di dapur
holding
dihancurkan.
The spices. Because it's made of clay.
Bumbu dihancurkan.
You know, unbaked clay. So he's breaking all of the spice pots, all of the pots of grain,
semua
the pots of ghee, of milk, the walls of the house he broke. They're just
hancurkan.
Made of clay and cow dung and straw,
semua
you know, not bricks and concrete. The whole house was broken.
Rumah
and
berantakan.
Then he was very tired. So then he lay down on the
kemudian
floor and he went to sleep.
Dan tidur.
So when he woke up,
ketika
Mother Sachi said to him,
Ibu
my
Sachi
dear
bilang,
boy, you became very angry.
Kau
and you broke the whole house.
Sekali sampai
and
rumah
you broke
hancur.
My whole kitchen.
Dapurku hancur.
Now this is very important. She said to him,
dia bilang padanya,
I don't mind. Because this is all yours.
Sebab ini
it
semua
was not mine.
Ini
she
bukan
said, this house, the grains,
rumah ini,
it's all for your pleasure.
Beras ini semua untuk
if it gives you pleasure to break it,
kalau
that
kau
is okay.
Memecahkan
if it gives you pleasure
apa-apa.
To eat it,
kalau kau
that is okay. Whatever gives
apa-apa.
You pleasure, that
apapun
is okay.
Yang
I do not mind. She
ibu
said, but my dear Nimai, how will I cook for you?
Sekarang aku
and
yang
then,
bisa ibu masak untukmu.
Then Lord Chaitanya felt a little embarrassed.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu merasa agak
so
agak
then
malu.
He said, Mother, I will take
bilang,
care.
Ibu
and he went out of the house. And
ibu
he came back with a big
rumah.
Pile of gold. And
dia
he said, here, Mother, you can use this gold to fix everything.
Mas, ibu bisa well,
where did
Nimai
get this
semuanya.
Gold? She couldn't understand.
Dia tidak mengerti dari mana dia dapat emas itu.
Did you give Nimai some gold? Did you give Nimai some gold?
Dia tanya-tanya pada tetangga, siapa yang kasih emas pada anak?
Everyone says no.
Mereka bilang tidak, kita tidak kasih apa.
She couldn't understand where he's getting this gold.
Tidak bisa mengerti dia mendapatkannya.
But the point of the story is this is the mood of the devotee.
Maksudnya ini adalah perasaan para penyembah.
That everything I have, Krishna, is for your pleasure.
Segala sesuatu yang kumiliki
His body is for your pleasure.
Badan
His
ini mind untuk menyenangkan hatimu.
My reputation is for your pleasure. My family is for your pleasure.
Untuk kebahagiaanmu.
And if you want to protect it for your pleasure.
Kau ingin melindunginya?
Very nice. You
bagus.
Want to destroy
kalau
it for your
pleasure?
No problem.
Juga tidak masalah.
So the devotee, therefore, in that consciousness,
dengan kesadaran
can be free from fear.
Seperti itulah.
Isn't that nice to be free from fear?
Bisa bebas dari rasa
to
takut.
Be peaceful. Because nah, Krishna says in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you cannot have happiness without peace.
Bhagavad Gita dikatakan,
if one is full of fear, happiness is impossible.
Kebahagiaan. Kalau ada rasa takut, kita tidak
just like yesterday
bahagia.
We asked the
misalkan,
teachers, why are you teaching?
Kemarin kita bertanya
and so some of them
guru,
said, because the government tells us.
Anda mengajar.
Fear of the government.
Ada yang bilang, karena takut sama pemerintah.
So just imagine, if you're actually a criminal and you are waiting for the government to arrest you.
Kita sungguh-sungguh penjahat dan
you know? So you're trying to eat your meal and there's police officer standing. How can you enjoy?
Kita bagaimana kita bisa bahagia?
So enjoyment with fear is not
kebahagiaan.
So this way the devotees become free from fear. All of the ordinary fear that the
penyembah menjadi bebas dari rasa takut.
Someone who is really in the consciousness
orang
that everything belongs to Krishna.
Yang sungguh dalam
they have no fear.
Kesadaran.
They take good care.
Sesuatu milik Krishna.
Sometimes we may think if I give up my anxiety, I will become irresponsible.
Kita pikir kalau kita tinggal
the devotee is very responsible and very dutiful because I am taking care
tidak
of Krishna.
Demikian penyembah penuh tanggung jawab.
But without fear. So
tapi
what is the fear of the devotee? The fear
rasa
of the devotee is that
apa?
I may again be thinking this is mine, this is mine.
Penyembah
please you keep me safe always thinking this is yours, this is yours, this is yours. But then you may have the doubt. Well, Urmila, you are saying that we cannot be happy if we have anxiety. And yet the devotee also has a kind of anxiety that I don't want to forget that this is yours, this is yours. I don't want to think this is mine, this is mine. Isn't that anxiety also going to reduce our ability to be happy?
Rasa takut itu akan mengurangi kemampuan kita untuk berbahagia.
No, because this kind
of
can become closer.
Too much noise. Kurang terdengar suaranya.
We don't have a microphone. No, no, come close, come close. We are all family.
Semua satu keluarga.
So this, I'll talk more quietly so they can hear you better. So this fear of the devotee is a kind of rasa. It's
rasa
a kind of relationship with Krishna. This is not like material fear that interferes with happiness. Ordinary material fear makes happiness impossible. But this sort of fear that I want to please Krishna is also a kind of ecstasy. Just like we know in this world, sometimes people purposely feel fear for the sake of enjoyment. Like people like to watch a film that is scary,
right?
And they are scared. Oh, somebody's coming with guns in the film. And they are enjoying it. Or people like to take a ride. Maybe you have seen these rides where they go up and down on the ride. You've seen?
Amusement rides.
Have you seen these amusement rides?
Have you seen?
So they like to feel scared. And this is a kind of pleasure. So this fear that, I will not please Krishna, this is a kind of ecstasy. So the Maya bodies, they want to just stop all fear and just be Om Shanti, Shanti.
Untuk pribadi Tuhan itu mereka ingin menghentikan semuanya.
That is the impersonalist.
Itulah yang tidak mengakui
pribadi
Tuhan.
Boring.
Itu membosankan.
So we want to not just eliminate fear, we want to change one for the other. We want to eliminate fear based on illusion that I am the controller and I am the center and everything belongs to me. And instead, we want to accept this fear. Is Krishna going to be happy? Is Krishna going to be happy? Is Krishna going to be happy? So Srila Prabhupada says we should pray constantly, all of the time. Krishna, please protect me so that I will always make you happy. Please give me your blessings. Please give me your protection so that everything I do will be your pleasure. Srila Prabhupada is giving us a very strong warning in this purport. He says every person who is in the loving service of the Lord, they need this protection. He said, otherwise, spiritual life is very narrow, like the edge of a razor. And if it's not done properly, then again we can get into this consciousness that everything is for my enjoyment. We have seen this even in our Hare Krishna movement. We have seen even devotees who were engaged in service, and strong in Krishna consciousness, and as soon as they thought, oh, I am a devotee, I am okay, I know the scriptures, I know everything, I don't need protection, then they had so much difficulty. So I also really like in this verse how we get this protection.
So sweet.
Usually we talk about protection and we talk about what part of Krishna's body.
Bagian dari mana dari perlindungan Krishna. Kalau kita membicarakan perlindungan, kita membicarakan
which part of Krishna's form
bagian mana
do the devotees go to for protection?
Kalau kita minta perlindungan dari bagian mana dari badan Krishna?
In English you said. Very nice. Usually we talk Krishna's feet, yes?
Kaki Krishna.
Kaki you said?
Kaki is feet.
Kaki. Usually we say Krishna's kaki.
Kaki Krishna.
So does anybody remember what part of Krishna's body Lord Brahma is talking about in this verse?
Di dalam sloka ini, Dewa Brahma membicarakan bagian mana dari badan Krishna. Di sloka yang tadi.
It is the first word in Sanskrit. Yeah. Oh, it's not. Yeah, first word in Sanskrit.
Kata pertama dalam bahasa Sanskrit. Nabhi. Navel.
Is navel. Yeah, so here Lord Brahma is not talking about the kaki, the feet, he's talking about the navel. Because Lord Brahma is born from the Lord's navel on the lotus flower. And he's meditating for protection on the Lord's navel. So I thought we could just talk a little bit about the Lord's navel. So we sing during Kartik the Damodarastika. Right? We say Namaste Sudhamne Sturab Dipti Dhamne Twadi Odurai Atavishvasvadami. Udara is the Lord's belly. And Vishva is the universe. So the universe is within the Lord's belly, and of course this is being talked about here. It's very interesting here. Srila Prabhupada is translating Vijnana as the universe and Visharga as vibration. But here the universe is coming from the Lord's belly. So we are all inside of the Lord's belly. Right now, right? Just like Mother Yasoda, she looked in the Lord's mouth and she saw in the Lord's mouth the whole universe. And she also saw herself. And later Lord Brahma,
kemudian Dewa Brahma,
after he stole the boys and the cows, when he came back he was offering prayers.
Anak gembala sapi.
And
Krishna,
he said in his very nice prayers,
Dia memanjatkan doa yang sangat baik.
I and the whole universe are inside
aku
your belly.
Dan seluruh jagat ada di dalam
perutmu. But yet I am seeing you
Namun,
outside.
Aku melihatmu
He says,
dari luar.
How is this
Bagaimana
possible?
Ini.
Right, this is in the Brahma Samhita, Ekopya Sora Chaitam Jagannandakoti, Yatchaktirasti Jagannandachaya Yadantaha, Andantarasta Paramanichayantarastam. Jagananda means the universe, the egg of the universe. It is inside Krishna.
Ada di dalam Krishna.
And of course, then Krishna is also Paramanuchayantarastam. Krishna is in every atom.
Krishna ada di dalam setiap atom.
How is this possible?
Bagaimana ini
dimungkinkan? So this means in every atom, there's Krishna.
Di dalam
and inside
atom
every
Krishna
is the whole universe with all of the atoms.
Krishna.
And then again, in all of the atoms, there is Krishna. And then inside Krishna,
di dalam Krishna,
there is the universe.
Ada alam semesta.
So, because Krishna's abdomen, his navel, is the shelter of the whole
Krishna
universe, therefore, when we want protection, we take shelter of his navel. You know, sometimes when the mother is holding the baby on her lap, the baby is resting against the abdomen, right?
Bayi.
You have the baby is lying on the lap, right next to the abdomen.
Dekat perutnya.
So we can also be safe.
Kita bisa aman.
It says the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am the mother, I am the father, I am the grandfather. So we can feel very safe in the Lord's protection, leaning against his navel and his abdomen. And then, of course, this is where Mother Yashoda is showing her love when she's tying up the Lord's belly. Right when the when Krishna was naughty and he stole the butter and gives it to the monkeys and breaks the pot, so Mother Yashoda wants to keep him from mischief, so she's tying up his abdomen and she's bringing one rope and then tying with another rope and then tying with another rope and tying with another rope and still
masih
too short.
Again, too short.
And then she's sweating. She's perspiring. And
keringat.
Her hair is falling. Dengan the flowers are coming out of her hair. Clothes are disheveled. She's tired. And then she was laughing. She's And then when she wasn't angry anymore, when she was laughing, then Krishna says, okay, you can tie me. So this is also our protection in the Lord's belly. Because Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that this relationship between Mother Yashoda's working hard and Krishna's mercy, this is what keeps us in devotional service. It is not only our work. It's not only, okay, I will chant my rounds. By my hard work, and it is not simply that I am sleeping and Krishna's mercy, but it is I am working hard to serve Krishna and I am getting Krishna's mercy both together. Mother Yashoda was working hard and Krishna gave his mercy. So this is also our protection. This is also our protection at the Lord's navel, at the Lord's abdomen. This combination of my endeavor in my sadhana, 16 rounds with good consciousness, with love, if I am a brahmana, 3 times Gayatri with affection, with meditation, reading the books every day with concentration, with affection, serving the devotees with affection, and the mercy of the Lord and the devotees. So also the gopis like to meditate on Krishna's navel. Just like here, Lord Brahma talks about the Nabi Radat, the lake in the navel, because Lord Brahma comes from a lotus flower from the navel, and lotus comes from the water. So he says that the Lord's navel is like a lake from which comes a flower. So the gopis also speak like this. They say that the Lord's navel is like a lake And then on the Lord's belly, coming up from the navel, are little black hairs. So they say these little black hairs, they are like bees. And these little bees, they are wanting the flavor of the lotus that grows from the lake. Or sometimes they say these hairs are like black swans going into the lake of Krishna's navel. And in this way, the gopis meditate on the Lord's abdomen. It is also explained that when the Lord is breathing, that his abdomen ripples.
Apabila Krishna
you know, when we breathe,
napas,
our abdomen goes in and out. So when the Lord breathes, his belly is going in and out and rippling. And the devotees meditate on the Lord's belly. And then the Lord also is described as having three folds of flesh. You know, if you're when you lean over, the skin folds.
Maka kulit yes. kita akan
so by Krishna's belly, in Radharani's belly also, there's three places, little places, where there's the skin is folding. When Krishna was holding up Govardhan Hill, he had his left arm up. So because he has his left arm up, there's no folds here, it's stretched. But he's leaning, and so it's folding here. On the right side, and when Krishna is playing his flute, he's leaning to the left side, and then there's folds on the left side. So the devotees like to meditate on these folds in Krishna's abdomen. So this is our prayer to the Lord. This is not a selfish prayer. This is a prayer that Krishna, by meditating on your navel, by meditating on your abdomen, that everything is within your abdomen. I belong to you, I am yours, my possessions, this is all yours, my family is all yours, my mental ability and intelligence is yours, my friends, my reputation, it is yours, everything is yours. Please keep me safe in using everything for you. I know that someday you will take everything away. When it is your pleasure to take everything away, I accept. When it is your pleasure to give, I accept. Please keep me safe, safely at your abdomen, at your navel, in remembering that everything belongs to you. And then I will always be in peace. And in that peace, I will have clear intelligence to serve you. In that peace, I will always have spiritual happiness. And I will be able to traverse this great ocean of material life. Do we have time for questions?
Yes. Mengapa kebanyakan seseorang memilih lebih terikat dengan unsur material daripada pengabdian terhadap Krishna?
Why do most people appear to prefer to be attached to material things than to serving Krishna?
Well, it's not most people. It just looks like most people here. It's just like if you are in the prison house, you will say, why are most people criminals? If you're in the mental hospital, you may say, why are most people crazy? If you live in South Africa, you will say, why do most people have big walls around their houses?
Misalnya kita di Afrika Selatan, kita pikir,
but it is not actually most people.
Besar di
so,
rumahnya.
Most people prefer to serve Krishna.
Di dunia rohani, kebanyakan
so why are some people foolish?
Lebih memilih mengabdi
there's no real answer for that.
Mengapa kebanyakan orang bodoh?
Because it's not logical.
Tidak ada jawabannya. Karena
it's just
tidak
like asking, why do some people smoke? Misalkan there's no answer for
orang merokok.
Everybody knows that smoking will make you sick,
akan membuat
smoking will give you so much pain, and it's very expensive to pay for all the cigarettes.
Harus membayar mahal juga untuk
so most people do not smoke.
Kebanyakan orang
minority of people. But why do they do it?
Mengapa
you cannot give a logical answer.
Tidak ada jawaban yang masuk di akal.
It is only foolishness. There's
itu kebodohan belaka.
Why do we choose to do something that
mengapa
is simply causing us pain?
Memilih melakukan sesuatu yang membuat kita menderita.
There isn't a good answer.
Tidak ada jawaban yang baik.
You can only say because we have the ability to make a bad choice.
Mengatakan karena kita punya kemampuan untuk mengambil keputusan
and when we
yang
really
salah.
See how foolish it is,
bila mana kita melihat betapa bodohnya,
then we will stop.
Maka kita akan berhenti berpikir.
Most of what we are doing in Krishna consciousness is just so we can come to see how foolish it is.
Lakukan dalam kesadaran Krishna supaya
because honestly, if we are not experiencing unlimited spiritual ecstasy at every moment, then we do not really see how foolish it is.
Saat kita masih belum
that is the real truth. If I was completely in Krishna's shelter, then I would be feeling unlimited transcendental ecstasy at every moment. So this is the evidence, at least I can speak for myself, that I am still a fool. So generally it takes many years of hearing and chanting and association before we actually truly admit, I am a fool. This is a little difficult. We like to think, oh, I am very intelligent.
Kita suka berpikir, saya sangat cerdas.
So, you know, it says in the Bhagavatam,
dalam Bhagavatam
that if you read the first 9 cantos thoroughly, you'll become a self-realized soul after. So we have one devotee, Burjan Prabhu. He has taught every verse of the Bhagavatam, first canto through the 12th canto.
Prabhu sudah mengajarkan Bhagavatam.
This is very rare in the whole world that anybody has
sampai
12, been teaching 12 every single
skanda,
verse of the Bhagavatam.
Setiap
so when he finished teaching the 12th canto, we were taking prasadam together. And I said, so Burjan Prabhu, did you become a self-realized soul?
Kau sudah insafakan diri?
He said, oh yes.
Dia bilang, ya.
He said, I realize that I am a fool.
Dia menginsafi dirinya sebagai orang bodoh, katanya.
So this is very difficult.
Ini sulit sekali.
Even for very little things,
bahkan
we don't like to admit that we are foolish. Even
kita
when we make an ordinary mistake, if someone says, oh, you made a mistake, we defend. I did not make any. I did
kita
not
berbuat
do
salah, tapi kita tidak
there's
mau
this
mengaku
reason
bahwa
and that reason.
Kesalahan.
You are simply critical. It is your problem.
Kita malah mengkritik orang yang menyalahkan.
Why are you
kita
so critical of me?
Mengapa?
So even some ordinary
diriku
thing, we don't like to say I am a fool.
Kita tidak
what
suka
to speak of this big thing?
Mengaku
to say,
diri kita
to really say,
apalagi
to myself and to Krishna. You don't have to say to the whole world
pada diri
if you don't
kita
want
pada
to
Krishna.
At least to ourselves and to
paling
Krishna
tidak pada diri kita dan
genuinely
Krishna
deeply honestly
mendalam,
say
dan tulus dan jujur,
I am a fool.
Mengatakan bahwa diri,
I am
aku
choosing
orang bodoh
to have material consciousness instead of spiritual consciousness.
Dan aku
and I am choosing that now. It is not some decision I made
rohani
long, long time
dan
ago.
Keputusanku yang sudah
I am
lama
making
ambil
this now.
Sekarang,
when we face that 100% in reality,
dan menghadapinya secara nyata dalam realitas,
then all of our material attachments will be gone
ikatan
and we will enter into
hilang
spiritual bliss.
Akan masuk ke dalam
that is
rohani
what is meant by humility.
Itu yang dimaksud dengan sifat rendah hati.
Not so easy.
Tidak begitu mudah.
We say we want it, at the same time we are fighting
kita
it.
Kita bilang kita maunya kesadaran rohani, tapi pada waktu yang sama kita melawannya.
Is that okay?
Sudah? Ya.
Yes, Prabhu. Ya.
Kadang muncul saat cemas atau takut itu karena apa?
Sometimes
anxiety and fear arise. Why is this?
This is the word giving was onslaught.
Ini yang disebut di sini serangan.
Onslaught means it like a storm.
Tiba-tiba ada badai.
And it can come very suddenly.
Bisa datang tiba-tiba.
Just like there's no rain, and
misalkan
then
tidak ada hujan. Tiba-tiba ada badai dan hujan.
Yes, just in one moment.
Seketika bisa terjadi.
So this material fear and anxiety can come like that.
Rasa cemas material bisa saja datang seperti itu.
Therefore, the Brahma is praying for protection.
Brahma berdoa memohon perlindungan.
If we have any consciousness that this is mine, for my enjoyment,
ini milikku, ini untuk kenikmatanku.
We can think this is my service.
Bisa saja kita berpikir ini pengabdian.
My wife, my husband, my children, this is my service.
Keluarga dan sebagainya.
My house is my service.
Rumahku adalah pengabdian.
My tapioca field is my service.
Kebun singkongku itu adalah pengabdianku.
My motorcycle is my service.
Sepeda motorku adalah pengabdianku.
But if we think it's mine for my enjoyment,
kalau kita pikir ini milikku untuk aku nikmati,
then we are subjected to this storm.
Kita akan mengalami serangan rasa takut dan cemas yang disebut tadi.
Because materially,
sebab
the world is padam padam yadi padam yadi.
Material,
it's always dangerous.
Dunia material selalu berbahaya.
And everything will be finished.
Dan segala sesuatu akan berakhir.
Absolutely guaranteed.
Itu terjamin.
Absolutely guaranteed.
Mutlak.
Everything we have will be broken.
Segala sesuatu yang kita miliki akan dihancurkan.
It is not if.
Bukan
it is when
kalau,
and how.
Tapi kapan.
Guaranteed.
Terjamin.
So if I think this is for my enjoyment,
saya pikir ini untuk kenikmatanku,
I need this for my enjoyment.
Saya memerlukan ini untuk kenikmatanku.
If I don't have this, then I will not be happy.
Saya tidak bisa hidup.
This.
Ini semua kita mencoba memegang.
Then we are going to get this storm of fear.
Maka kita akan terserang oleh badai rasa takut.
But if I think what I need to be happy is Krishna in the heart.
Saya pikir kalau yang saya butuhkan untuk bahagia adalah Krishna di dalam hatiku.
What I need to be happy is Krishna is holding me.
Yang saya perlu untuk bahagia adalah Krishna.
I am leaning against Krishna's abdomen.
Saya bersandar pada perut Krishna.
Then there's no material fear.
Maka tidak ada rasa takut material lagi.
Then you can get spiritual fear.
Baru akan mengalami rasa takut yang bersifat rohani.
That is sweet.
Itu manis.
Then you are worried about Krishna.
Baru kita khawatir tentang Krishna.
Oh, Krishna's in Kaliya. What will happen?
Sudah di dalam belitan naga Kaliya. Apa yang akan terjadi?
Just like when Krishna appeared in the prison house.
Seperti waktu Krishna muncul di penjara.
Devaki and Vasudeva didn't say, "Oh, good, now you can kill Kamsa."
Mengatakan, "Oh, bagus sekali, kau boleh membunuh Kamsa."
They said, "Oh, Kamsa may kill you."
Bilang mereka takut bahwa Kamsa akan membunuh Krishna.
They were afraid for Krishna.
Mereka takut untuk Krishna.
So you can be afraid like that.
Tidak bisa cemas seperti itu, takut seperti itu.
That is very sweet.
Itu yang dimaksud.
Thank you very much.
Terima kasih. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhagavatam ki jai. Kitanagari Bharu Vaishnavas Vaishnavis ki jai.